Hello, everybody, and welcome to a podcast of Biblical Proportions. Hi, everybody. This is Gil. Thank you for listening. Episode 55 will drop next Sunday, and it will conclude, for now, our little investigation into the editing of Exodus in general and Aharon in particular. Since we found out that this editing was Maccabean and was part of a Hebrew reformation of the entire religion, the Maccabean editing of the Bible has come to the forefront. So I want to post here an excerpt from a tribe-exclusive episode I posted a few weeks ago, because it's now suddenly relevant for our purposes. The entire episode is on patreon.com/biblicalproportions. If you find this intriguing and would like to listen to the whole thing. I posted it just for the try because we're only in Exodus and I didn't have the time to research the books of Samuel like I'm doing in Exodus. So I wanted to make it unofficial, just to go on the record as to who I think are the people who wrote the books of Samuel, without the pressure of having to dive into it right now. So I think the books of 1st and 2nd Samuel were first written by Hebrew writers living in Hellenistic Alexandria under the Chil Ptolemies, and then Maccabean writers under the Unchil Seleucids doubled the size of the original book by adding loads of new stories in between the original bits. And the original stories and the Maccabean editions could not be more different in style and purpose and storytelling. They are polar opposites of each other. The older stories of Samuel are comedic, light-hearted, absurd, intentionally absurd. It sounds odd, in the full episode, there are more than half a dozen funny bits that I mentioned. In this excerpt, there are like three or four. And then there are the Maccabean stories that are violent and gory. So I invite you to have a listen to this excerpt. And if you feel you just have to listen to the whole thing, our tribe will accept you with open arms. Enjoy. So, Shmuel, Samuel. So, you know, it already starts funny with his dad, okay? Vayehi ish echad min haramatim, whatever. Someone from the mountain of Ephraim. And his name is Elkanah, son of Yerucham, son of Elihu, son of Tehu, son of Tzuf Ephrati. Four generations. I don't know. That's a little bit funny to me. And just like in Samson, he has a wife that is barren. Poking fun at the female characters of Genesis who are always barren. He has a wife that gives him sons and another one that is barren. And she's praying to Yahweh, praying. And she's praying, she's moving her lips, but she's not speaking. And the head priest, okay, he comes up to her. He thinks she is drunk. And he told her, until when will you get drunk here? Stop drinking wine. And she said, no. Chana, okay, no. I'm having a hard time, you know, coping with the fact that I'm barren. And then Yahweh gives her a son. And she names him Shmuel. Why does she call him Samuel Shmuel? Because from Yahweh I borrowed him. Sha'altiv. Okay. That's weird. Or funny. Shmuel, we call him today Shmuel. But the punctuation is new. I think his original name was Shmoel. His name is El. Okay? El is the ancient northern god, then the word El became the word for a god. Shmo means his name. So Shmo El, his name is El. So why is he named? His name is El, because from Yahweh I borrowed him. No, it's not Yahweh, it's El. And Sha'altiv, borrowed, that's not the same root as Shmuel. So I think this is nonsensical humor and intentionally absurd. It's going to remain so throughout the story, eternally consistent. We're always looking for internal consistency to know if our hunches are correct. Also, there was a silly part where Samuel's dad told her, his barren wife, "Hey, why are you sad? Aren't I better than 10 sons?" So you have that, you have the Shmuel, his name is El, you have the drunk mother, you have the ludicrously long lineage presenting Samuel's dad. Okay. But in between all those funny anecdotes, we have horribly violent wars and massacres by Saul, by David, by Jonathan, just killing and killing and killing and killing and pillaging, and just like being horrible, horrible, horrible. Just, it's so clearly a different writer who writes a different story, and it has to be the Maccabees. The descriptions of these wars, of violent massacres by Saul and David, are very similar to the ones in Joshua. And the ones in the book of Joshua are very, 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 very similar to the actual violent conquests by Judah the Maccabee. That's according to scholars. They say that they are very, very similar. And they think that this is because Judah the Maccabee, the warlord of the Hebrews, they were writing his history to be very, very similar to that of Joshua. And I think that, no. They wrote both the history of his warlording and conquests and violent rampages, and they wrote the same thing in the book of Joshua. That's how they fit. So I think that all of the violent parts about David, like the violent parts that are really violent, not silly violent, because there is some silly violence here also written by our comedic Hellenistic writer, but the scary violent stuff, I think that's always the Maccabees. Always the Maccabees. No one before the Maccabees who was Hebrew was, you know, writing super violent conquests. You know, you have violent revenge fantasies in Exodus. Oh, we're gonna kill the Egyptians, and we are going to fight Amalek. That's an imaginary people that must be the Babylonians. We'll get to it later in Exodus. So you had these revenge fantasies. But the stories that the Maccabees wrote about their conquests and their wars, they are just so violent, gory. They're gory. They're just horrible. So they stand out. You have like a comedic absurdist tale about Samuel, and then, oh, war, death, destruction, burning. Ta-ta-ta, Samuel. So I don't know how it reads in English, but in Hebrew it's just, oh, okay, this is another person. This is not the same story. Just smacks you in the face, or me, at least. So I hope you enjoyed this excerpt of the tribe-only sneak peek at the books of 1st and 2nd Samuel. I want to record soon a sneak peek for the tribe about the editing Ezra did to many books in the Bible. I'll talk about where you can find it and how you yourself can pretty easily find it, even in the translated versions. And our tribe has recently held its first video tribal meeting. It was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So we'll start convening for these tribal meetings on Zoom every month or so. If you're looking for people who love geeking out on the Bible, our tribe is where it's at. So we have extra biblical content, and a community that loves talking about the Bible. That's on patreon.com/biblicalproportions. Sorry for the blatant plug of my Patreon page. I have to do it every once in a while, so I've been told. So next week, I'll post episode 55, digging into the Maccabean editor of Exodus to try and figure out who he is. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank the tribe for supporting this podcast. See you next week. I'm Gil Fiodoro. Bye.